If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And with the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Noah Asenge. We're going to talk about what that means for the team and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Der Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. The Chicago Bulls have now officially selected Noah Asenge, I'll learn the pronunciation, with the 12th overall pick in the draft. This is one of the guys that was a really late riser in this draft. Tremendous upside, the second youngest player in this draft, a legit 6'10 without shoes, only 204 pounds. He measured that as well, with his measurements coming in over the last couple of days. So while he does have legit height, he's probably going to end up being more of a small forward at the NBA level, which I think that's perfectly fine when it comes down to it. He's 3 days younger than Cooper Flagg. When you look at some of the strengths that he has here as well, this guy, positional versatility, crazy athleticism when it comes down to it as well. He's played professionally overseas for the last few years. Also, so despite being a very young player, he has played professionally overseas. This is one of the more project players in this draft. Now, this does feel like a typical Arturis Karnisova pick. When you look at what and the profile that he's picked at before, it's some questions there, right? But the thing that kind of is more so that I know a lot of Bulls fans are going to make this about is who was still on the board where the Bulls picked on the board. Colin Murray-Boyles, gone. Igor Dimon, gone. But a player that was still on the board when the Bulls did pick was Derek Queen, a player that a lot of Bulls fans had hoped the Bulls were going to pick. Kamon Maluwa actually went a couple of picks before the Chicago Bulls. He was not on the board, but Noah had been a player that had been slowly rising up the boards over the last few days. Casey Johnson brought him up a couple of days ago, and this is going to be something that Noah's going to have to find his path in the NBA. It just is what it is. He doesn't have a true position yet, so he's going to have to really kind of carve out that position. He's going to have to learn how to create his own shot if that ends up coming down to it as well. This is a guy that I think when you look at his most straight line skill right now when it comes down to it, it's really just his physical tools and gifts, right? He doesn't have a lot of strength right now, but he does welcome contact. He's not a player that shies away from contact, which is something that I think for European players is really important. He does also draw a lot of fouls when you look at the way that he plays over there, so that could be something that comes down to it. He has the same free throw rate as like a Julius Randle, right, when he played in Kentucky as well. So, you know, teams are going to look at him as somebody who maybe can draw a foul being, you know, aggressive in that place. He doesn't have the physical makeup, though, of a Julius Randle, which is going to be something. He was 60 pounds heavier than Noah Asenge before he came into the league. So that's going to be a little bit of a thing there. You're going to hear some comps like that. But, you know, we'll end up seeing how that ends up shaking out. But this is a player that was projected to go top 10 in the last couple of weeks in the draft. And that's something that you look out for as well. The comps for him, I'm going to admit to you, are not going to be great because people really don't know what he is yet. But he shows tremendous defensive versatility, multi-positional on-ball defender there, which is something that we did know the Bulls did covet and they needed. So, you know, very there. He has really good hands as well, so maybe he can get in those passing lanes with those long arms and use that to do some things as well as the next level. This is an upside pick. I want to be clear here. This is a very big upside pick for the Chicago Bulls, and this is them going a player that they may feel can legitimately turn into a star are at the next level, but he's very raw. And so that means that you're really looking at Dan Craig, Wes Unseld, the player development department, to really get gearing up and ready to go. He can put the ball on the floor already. He attacks closeouts pretty well. Also, he has started developing turnaround jumper, which I think with his height and wingspan is going to be really good there. He's a really good positional defender as well. 7 rebounds per 36 minutes over an international play. So you're looking at that when it comes down to it. Doesn't really have a half court game yet. And that's going to be what he's going to have to develop at the next level for the Chicago Bulls if he's going to turn into something, is to develop that half court game. And we'll see he does that.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doesn't really have any shot creation himself yet. His free throw percentage, while he draws a lot of free throws, his rate is kind of in the 60s. So he's going to have to get that up as well. He's going to have to work on his perimeter shooting. Not yet a person who shows the ability yet to shoot a consistent three-pointer. Him himself, he doesn't take a lot of three-pointers either. So there's that concern there. His post game is a little bit of a concern too. So overall, there's some big weaknesses here. There's some big strengths here, but this shapes up to be a big a product for the Chicago Bulls. They're going to have to really work on this player and who they want him to become, and put in some work in developing him there. Now, especially with a player that doesn't have a set shot yet really well, people are going to ask, well, why did you get rid of Peter Patton if you were going to go this route in the draft? I do think they have Dan Craig. They have Wes Unseld. These are two coaches that have coached between Michael Carter Williams, Nikola Jokic, Bam Adebayo, right? These are two coaches that have really developed some players there, Jamal Murray. So hopefully that they can get to work when they get their hands on Noah Esenge to get him in here and to start developing that skill. But do not expect him to start right away for the Chicago Bulls. Don't expect him maybe even to see the court at the beginning of the season. This is a very, very raw prospect. And I will say this, if Billy Donovan does play Noah early in his rookie year, it either means there's injuries or it means he's coming to camp and really worked on his game over the summer and has developed something. Now, where does he fit in with the Bulls? I do think that he can get some spot minutes for the Bulls. As far as getting in a player that can get in there in transition, Josh Giddey, Kobe White, they're going to create really well for him in transition. I think I love that for him, and the fact that we have those two guards there, they're going to be able to distribute the ball for him. Can he play off Modest? It could be, right? This is going to be a guy that I think you're going to see a slow development over his rookie season as far as him getting on the court more and more often. Unfortunately, I know this is going to trigger some people, he's probably going to spend some time in the G League. Now, if I'm wrong on that, great. I would love to be wrong on that if that ends up not being the case, but I could see him spending some time in the G League, and I know for Bulls fans, having the 12th overall pick, especially with players like Derek Queen, who was still on the board, they're going to look at that and ask, what are the Bulls doing? As of right now in this draft, I'm recording this right after the pick, The Bulls have made no trades. They are still looking to move Lonzo Ball and or Patrick Williams in this draft. Reportedly, they were on the phones trying to get it done before the draft started. They were not successful in that as of yet, so we'll see what that future holds for this team. But Noah Asenge is the pick for the Chicago Bulls, and now we just got to see where and how they're going to develop him. Is this going to be the switchable kind of four, the interchangeable four that kind of the NBA is going to with the long-term pairing with Matas Bouzelis? That's probably what the Bulls are hoping for here. Matas, who's already needs to take considerable steps himself going into his second season in the NBA. Now you have Noah Asenge there who, I mean, maybe he surprises us and is able, like I said, to get on the floor right away. If he does, it's going to be because of the switchability defensively. That's what Noah, if he's going to want to avoid G League play, it's going to have to come through him and his switchable defense and rim protection. That's really where it's going to have to come from. If Asenge wants to get on the court a lot in his rookie year, can he do it? I've learned to never count players out on what they have the ability to do. So we shall see what happens there. But I think overall, this is a really interesting place for the Bulls to be in. This is a really interesting pick. It does not give the Bulls kind of straightforward what they need as it stands right now, but we shall see what this is going to look like for the Bulls over time. But let me know what you guys think on the pick down below. Noah Asenge being the pick at number 12 for the Chicago Bulls. No center, no guard, luckily, but does not provide the clarity at the center position that people are hoping for. Let me know what you guys think on that down below. Make sure you're following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.